What's up, podcast listeners, fucking jibber jabber, redneck Virginia, back in the headland, waiting on Snoop Dogg to bust through the door on my next episode. Man, hope everybody had a great fucking Father's Day. I had a wonderful Father's Day, as always. Pretty much due to my wife, my son's fucking abandoned me, which is, I guess, my fault, basically. You know, he's a little shit, but golly, I miss him terrible. He's 14 years old, and, maybe a little bit of the reason, maybe, I drink so many natties every day, and so fucking depressed. I'm crawling my ass out of this fucking hole, man. Fucking sick of it. I'm crawling the fuck out of this hole, and I'm gonna get my ass back to work, get my ass back to doing, which, I ain't stopped doing shit. I got 3 fucking yards to cut. Pretty big fucking yards. Decent size fucking yards, man. Been cutting them. I got bushes around my fucking house, too, to cut. You know, I stay pretty fucking busy. You know, stay up on this motherfucker and fucking with y'all. I try to stay busy, man. I've been flying on the D like a motherfucker. I mean, like a motherfucker. Man, I've been fucking putting in every application I can. Fucking everywhere, of course, is going to drug test ya. Which is, I guess, understandable, but, I mean, what the fuck, man? Like, seriously? I mean, what the fuck? Had a job interview and the fucking lady said, well, they calls me the hound dog. And I was like, oh my goodness gracious. I was like, holy shit. Like, damn, I just smoked a half a blunt before I damn came in here, so she must not have been too much of a fucking hound dog. She was a big old biggin. Nice fucking lady, but needless to say, I had one interview, got the job, $14 an hour. Man, that was a ripoff too, man. She was trying to fuck me in the ass raw with no fucking Vaseline, dude. $14 an hour, want me to take care of fucking 96 units, have my own fucking tools, drive back and forth from Madison Heights, I don't know where you fuckers live, where you from, whatever, who the fuck ever's listening to my podcast, maybe some people here, I'm not real fucking sure, but Germany, if you listen to Germany, I know you don't fucking know where them Madison Heights and Appomattox is, probably. Maybe you can look them up. Ain't either one of them worth a fuck. Be honest with you. They're real shitholes. Appomattox is okay, I guess. NFS. Madison Heights really ain't worth a fuck. Fucking traveling back and forth to both of those fucking jobs. I mean, both of those fucking sites, you know, like that. I mean, that's some bullshit. $14 an hour. I mean, my best buddy, man, he said, fuck, that was worth $25 an hour. Shit. You know, she wanted to give me $14 an hour. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, lowballed the hell out of me. I probably lowballed myself, too. But, I fucking hate that part of the interview. She says, well, my boss, it was a Friday, you know, I think I explained this shit one time before. That's why it's called fucking jibber jabber, redneck fucking jibber jabber. Cause this motherfucker don't know what the fuck he's hollering about half the time. He's just wild on this bitch. Talking to y'all folks, man. Trying to get any kind of word out there, man. Plus, I just like fucking people, man. When I found out the fucking Anchor will do a motherfucking podcast for you and just get your word out there, fucking spit it out there and just let everybody know how you feel about motherfucking different situations, I couldn't fucking resist, man. I mean, there wasn't no fucking, it was like a no-brainer, man. I mean, I'm a fucking asshole and people need to fucking hear it. But, you know, I had that fucking job, you know. People like me, you know, once they get to talking to me and shit. Once they get to fucking know me, I guess, they're probably, I don't know, most people are kind of just damn worried about me, I guess, because I tend to get a little crazy. You know, I say stupid shit all the time, fucking kill myself, type dumb shit. I mean, I'm never going to fucking do no shit like that. I couldn't leave my wife. I mean, there's no fucking way in hell I could leave my damn wife. I couldn't do that to her. I couldn't do that to my son, even though he don't want to fucking be around me. I guess whatever. It's his fucking choice, man. I mean, he's 14. He can do what the fuck he wants. Basically, decide where he wants to go, decide where he don't want to fucking go. But, you know, it's pretty fucking miserable to your parent. You know, if motherfuckers do that, motherfucking kids act like that, man. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any fucking sense. I was a good dad. You know. I know a lot of motherfuckers say, he was a good dad. I was a good dad too, motherfucker. Blah, blah, blah. Did drugs and drank and all this shit. No. Motherfucker, you didn't do no drugs around my kid. You didn't even fucking smoke a cigarette in the motherfucker's house. Because I didn't fucking go for that shit. I waited till my fucking son went to sleep. I went to sleep, made sure he was a fucking sleep before I even started drinking. I mean, that's the kind of parent I was. I still am. You know, I would never let nothing happen to my son. You know, once I got to thinking about shit, I mean, what the fuck, man? Why be drunk all the fucking time? You know, I love getting drunk. I love getting fucked up. But what the fuck happens if someone happens to him? Luckily, I was in a situation where, you know, I didn't have to worry about that because my wife don't drink, so there was always somebody to be able to take him. You know, there's always somebody to fucking take him to the doctor or something like that if something happened. So, I mean, I got lucky there, but I was able to start drinking, you know, a little earlier or something. But, I mean, shit, I still most of the time didn't do it. I didn't fucking want to drink around him. I didn't want to be drunk around him. You know, I didn't want him to fucking see me drinking and shit. So, I mean, I tried my damnedest to be a good dad. I tried to raise a boy the best I could. You know, I did the very level fucking best, man. For anybody that fucking knows me, they know that, you know, that was my fucking top priority. You know, he just fucking bailed on me, man. He bailed out, you know. He bailed the fuck out on me and, you know, said he didn't want to have shit to do with me and he didn't want shit to do with my wife. And what am I supposed to do? Fuck, go up there and just beat the fuck out of his ass? 14? Because believe you me, I was fucking going. That little motherfucker. I love my son to death. I mean, to fucking pieces. Would move heaven and hell for that little motherfucker. But he is a little asshole. Yeah. He fucking hurt my heart to the core. He fucked me up, put me in a fucking hell of a bind. I mean, it's really slowing me down. I've been fucking moping for 4 months, 5 months. You know. But my son, I want to come. You know, I can't sit around and do that shit. I can't sit around and keep moping about my son and not coming. You know? I gotta fucking keep on rolling. Keep on getting down. You know? Get back on the fucking grind and stop bullshit. Help my wife pay these fucking bills. I ain't never dealt with this. She ain't never dealt with this. You know, I've never done anything like this. Fell off and didn't work. never happens again. But who knows where this fucking world is going. I don't know what all y'all fuckers think about that damn town. I don't know. I don't really watch the news a lot, but I don't know what the hell the name of it was, but sounds like a pretty fucking crazy place if they're not letting the fucking pigs in, they're not letting the fucking cops in. You fuck up over there. You might die. So, hey, all you fucking celebrities that don't like Trump, go to that town. Carry your ass to that town. Maybe they'll fuck y'all up. Fucking crazy ass celebrities running their mouth all the time like they're fucking somebody and shit because they got a bunch of fucking money. You know, it's fucking crazy, man. How money rules the world. Man. I don't know. I think, being fucking watched like a motherfucker on fucking Facebook. Might be one of the first motherfuckers, you know, they come after or some shit. Which, you know, I hope the fuck not, because I'm not trying to make anything fucking crazy like that happen for my family, my wife. I mean, fuck that shit, dude. I'm not trying to start this shit with nobody. You know, no fucking wacky ass cults, no motherfucking NAFTA, no fucking wacky ass Black Lives, blue shit. None of that shit. Man, I just fucking want to live life peaceful the way that I fucking been living. Well, not right now, the way I've been living now, but back to the fucking grind, getting a job again. Rock the fuck on, man. I guess I'm just trying to soak it up and fucking realize my dumb ass is a fucking landscaper. So, I guess go back to fucking landscaping. At least I'm good at it. And maybe somebody will pay me about $14-$15 an hour and they won't drug test my dumb ass because, I mean, you know, any fucking monkey can usually weed him, but I don't know. A lot of fucking idiots nowadays. If you can't fucking weed, I mean, you seriously got fucking issues, man. I've seen a lot of motherfuckers that don't know how to weed eat. I mean, what in the fuck? It's not rocket science. It's literally fucking weed eating. Fucking go kill weeds.
Eliminate the fucking weeds. People can't even do it. People fuck up that shit so bad, man.
I've seen people fuck that shit up so bad. Sorry, folks. I had to get up and light me a damn citronella candle up in this bitch. Motherfucking bugs. Look at them up in this bitch. Motherfucking bugs. Mosquitoes beat your ass up. And they try to, but you know, them citronella candles are kind of like your fucking badass podcast producers, man. Podcast. You know, go on there. Look at Anchor. Them son of bitches are nothing but the truth, man. They're letting old poor boy like me get his opinion out there. Just says, throw your fucking Anchor right there. I mean, just throw that motherfucker always, let it sink to the bottom before you even think about pulling it back up. Because Anchor will hook you the fuck up, man. They'll get your fucking episode out there on damn podcast. They'll get it out there on Spotify. You know, hell, my shit's in fucking Germany, man. Norwegian, nor Squat. Oh, I don't know what the fuck that means. Heard it on a damn South Park episode, so it means something terrible. I'm sorry. Sorry, not fucking sorry. Motherfucking sensitive ass bitches. Man. Hey, man. Well, it's fucking crazy, man, where we live in. I'm telling y'all what, folks. Doesn't make no good damn sense. Fucking places start getting like that town, man. This shit could really get fucking wild, man. Motherfuckers start goddamn looting here. That ain't gonna be good, man. I mean, there's fucking, there's hired people up here too. They're They're not gonna put up with that fucking shit. I'm telling you. I don't know nobody personally. I'm telling you, let's fucking hire people up. You know, out here where I'm at now. They're not gonna put up with fucking bullshit, man. You're not gonna fucking come here and destroy businesses and fucking kill people, rape women, and they stick and shit like that's gonna go on up here in this town. It's just not gonna fucking happen. And when it does start happening, oh man, I feel fucking sorry for whoever the fuck idiot does decide to try to do some dumb shit like that up here at our town. Cause there are some wide open cats around here. And they'd give you the fucking shirt off their back. I mean, just fucking give it to you. You wouldn't even have to ask, man. That's how fucking awesome some folks are around where I live and people I know. You know, don't get no butter from where I'm at. You know, people really care about you. Yeah, it matters. I don't know how many motherfuckers had me, motherfuckers been listening, but whatever, I kind of got a, you know, I'm got a big fucking alcohol problem. I've had it for a long time. I'm still a functioning alcoholic, very much so. Which I'm not proud of that. I'm not making light of the subject. This ain't it any better or any worse. But fuck. I mean, I function. I do pretty well. Yeah, I have no choice. Shit still gotta get done. I got fucking, you know, things to do. I got shit to take care of, no matter if I'm drinking or not. But I'm also, you know, a user as well. Fucking said that a few times. Clank. I was fucking stupid in mine. But, yeah, I've been thinking about going to rehab. Trying to get in a fucking rehab. So if any of you guys know, you know, something fucking that will, you know, maybe help me out. I don't have no fucking insurance right now because, you know, lost my job due to the corona shit. And, you know, I can't fucking afford insurance, but I don't have a fucking job. You know, I'm trying like a motherfucker to get one. It's not like I'm sitting on my fucking ass and not trying. You know, I've been trying like a motherfucker, man. I mean, literally. So, man, y'all, anybody know fucking somebody's hiring? Anything like that? Man, shit, hook me up. Please fucking hook it up. Leave me a message, fucking comment something. Shit, help me out. I need something bad, really fucking bad. Kind of sinking, actually. Which I'll never fucking sink because I'm a bad man. And my wife's also a badass fucking saint, old woman, so we won't fucking sink, but, yeah, we're not starving, that's for damn sure, but, you know, I ain't never fucking had my wife do shit like that, man. My wife's paying the bills, my wife's buying everything, my wife's paying this, paying that, you know, I mean, what the fuck kind of son of a bitch am I? A worthless motherfucker right now. That's what I fucking feel like. So, you know, get a fucking job. Trying like hell to get one. Honestly. It is not fucking lack of trying. I guarantee you that. Anybody don't fucking want to believe me, you know, I can pull like a fucking notebook and it's got tons and tons of fucking applications filled out. I wrote every fucking one of them down that I applied for because I got a fucking dumbass, crazy ass family that would think I'm just actually sitting around doing nothing. And not fucking applying for jobs, you know, type shit. So I don't know. I tried to appease them with the satisfaction of knowing that I'm actually fucking looking for a job. I'm not fucking playing with my asshole or nothing up here and sitting around not doing shit. You know, plus I've been cutting these yards and bushes and, you know, trying to find shit to do. I was doing the fucking Uber thing. If you don't have your fucking insurance correct, they won't let you do Uber. So, if that shit's not right, then you're fucked and you don't get to do it. So, that's my deal. Right now, my dilemma is I need to fucking get my insurance paid up straight. And how am I gonna do that? Because I have a fucking beautiful, amazing wife that's got my back. And I can't fucking believe it. I mean, every single day I wake up, I run my fucking mouth. I tell motherfuckers on Facebook that I want to fucking kill myself. That I have such a miserable fucking life. Man, I have one of the best fucking lives that anybody could fucking possibly ever have. I mean, I just literally am the man. Well, not really. I don't fucking feel like the man, but I mean, my wife is like, really, she's, I don't know, man, she's a fucking angel. They don't get no better. I'm telling you, the fucking Pope ain't no better. I mean, seriously, this fucking woman is, I mean, she is fucking incredible. She is fucking incredible. You know? She supports me, thank God. Oh my goodness, thank God. And she supports me. And, you know, she knows I'm just down kind of about my son. And it's just, no more fucking excuses, man, about that shit, you know. I can get my ass out there and fucking goddamn find a job or whatever the fuck it is. I mean, just take whatever. But it's kind of damn hard to do that when you can't pass a fucking drug test either. So, which, you know, I damn choose to do that. You know, I know that's what the fuck everybody's gonna say. You know, you fucking choose to sit around and smoke that ganja. You choose to sit around and fucking do those methamphetamines. Well, you know, yeah, motherfuckers are right. This is the fucking truth, man. Me and my wife were actually discussing this very motherfucking subject today, because, you know, she's on fucking, like, you know, Seroquel. I think I've mentioned that. You know, I don't really think she gives a fuck if I tell motherfuckers she is on medicine. And, you know, she's fucking bipolar, you know. I don't think she gives a fuck if I tell people that shit, you know, because, you know, tree is true, you know. And she don't give a fuck, because she's proud of who she is, man. She fucking should be. I mean, she is, I mean, she's beyond amazing. I mean, I don't think it fucking gets any better than my motherfucking wife. Motherfuckers would die for fucking my life, man. They would fucking literally die for my life. People fucking, they're so jealous, man, of my life. You know, it sucks. Everybody comes to my house, all they fucking act like I'm rich and shit. Man, I'm fucking rich because I like nice shit. Why do you gotta be rich to fucking like nice shit? I mean, I can't fucking grasp that concept, man. It doesn't make no fucking sense. We're not rich, but we both have always made, you know, $14-$15 an hour. Made good fucking money. I just been slacking like a motherfucker. I mean, not working 4 months, that's fucking, man, unheard of. Like, my body's so fucked up. I mean, literally fucking fucked up. And it ain't just the drugs, man. It's literally fucked up. I mean, I have to get back into the whole fucking working shebang again, you know? Man, shit. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do. Is this gonna fucking wear my ass out to go work 40 hours? I'm fucking worried. I've been off all this fucking time. Shit. I don't know what in the fuck. That's gonna suck balls. like a motherfucker suck ass. I mean, what in the fuck is really gonna suck? How the fuck am I gonna do that? I don't know, folks, but it's gonna be a crazy fucking run. I'm telling you that. I'll give it all I got. If I can never get a fucking job. I've never been this long without a motherfucking job. Fucking just kills me, man. That's why my wife is so supportive, thank God. She knows. I ain't never fucking without a job. That's why. Man, I've never been without a job. Period. I don't fucking not work. I don't fucking not work. I've always worked every fucking day of my life. You know? Motherfuckers are acting like to her, you know, oh, you need to leave that motherfucker. He's a drug addict. Fucking blah, 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 blah. He's not working. What the fuck you got him around for? I mean, some of you motherfuckers need a lot more than Jesus in your fucking life. You need Jesus to fucking rain down upon y'all's motherfucking ass. Show y'all the fucking light or some shit. I damn sure. Damn sure. I'm far from a motherfucking saint. I mean, I'm so far from a fucking saint. I ain't. I never fucking will be. And I'm gonna tell you what. If the good Lord above decides to take me home to heaven, man, he's gonna be like, what in the fuck did I get myself into fucking taking this boy home? I mean, he's gonna trip out, man. Like, you know I made your dumb ass, but good Lord, you need to turn it down, son. Why in the world must you burn the candle at both ends 24/7? I mean, not just damn weekends and shit like that. 24/7. You gotta burn the motherfucker at both ends. Jeez Louise. Who in the fuck is up on Sunday morning motherfucking blowing the grass, fucking like cutting the fuck out of some grass? I mean, cutting the fuck out of some grass. Nobody fucking said a damn word. Some cool people up here, man, in this area. Me and my wife really love it out here. We love and we're blessed, thankful for our fucking neighbors. Man. I mean, I'm telling you, I want to fucking buy this house. I've wanted to buy the motherfucker since we moved in. You know? Man, it's crazy. I just gotta stop fucking up, y'all.
Hey!
Whew! Fucking up like with that glue gun. Good Lord, that shit gets hot, people. I don't think you're gonna grab no fucking glue when shit gets glued on there. If your dumb ass does, oh man, you are fucking half a retard. Shit. Don't say retard. Fuck somebody's weekend up. Man. You fucking around like that, what you doing, yo? All I know is, fucking crazy. I don't pay attention to this shit no more, man. I need fucking a job. Really fucking bad people. My old boy up, do maintenance work. Plumbing, heating and air. I do a little of everything. I don't mind climbing ladders. Fucking. Whatever it is, you need help with it, you can put me on it and I will fucking damn be more than just the exercise of the hand. You know, I'm pretty fucking savvy myself most of the time. I'm a little fucked up and be crazy, but. I don't really get crazy anymore, man. I used to fucking be wide open, fucking go nuts, man. I didn't give a fuck who was around. I just can't do that shit no more, man. I fucking chill the fuck out. I don't want to lose everything I got. I don't have shit, but I definitely don't want to lose my wife. I don't want to lose that in no way, shape, or form. Well, I usually try to sit these things about 30 minutes, so I'm at that 30 minute mark, and I'm gonna bid you fuckers adieu. At least not shoot me like all the others. Well, hope y'all enjoyed listening to this bullshit. Anchor, throw the fucking loop line and sinker the fuck out there again for Anchor. There's some bad motherfuckers, let this bitch sink to the bottom. Cause you never know, they might be just taking you to the fucking top. Hey man, y'all have a blessed, lovely night. Happy Father's Day to every one of you motherfuckers that actually raise kids. Happy Father's Day. All you motherfuckers, I wish you had kids. You don't know what the fuck you're wishing. I love my son, my stepchildren too, but damn it, hurt your heart. And as always, motherfuckers, one up your ass. Deuces.